This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it is Labor Day weekend here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're not taking the day off. We're laboring. Oh, man, it is so difficult when I get together each and every week with my good buddy John Rappaport from No More Fake News. We hardly know what to say. We hardly know what to talk about. John, what are we going to do?
I think we'll squeeze something out, Robert.
You know what? COVID crazy is the gift that keeps on giving in terms of our ability to just kind of roll right into any show. And, like, there's not a loss for even a syllable. And this last week covered the New York Times article that basically validates everything. Because, you know, we were living our lives on eggshells until we got validation from the New York Times. But
oh, sure.
They validated everything we've been reporting on the polymerase chain reaction test as it relates to identifying an acute or even chronic, but acute infectious agent, in this case known as COVID-19. And I went through the whole article on the air on Friday, but I know you've written about it too. It was just like, hello, where have you been?
Indeed. It was a very interesting article because they tried everything they could to muddy the water and turn around what they admitted in the opening and try to make some hay out of it, which they couldn't really do. But the basic was that a major study showed that up to 90% of all U.S. COVID cases, as detected by the PCR test, the test, are false positives. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're not cases of anything at all. And they cited as the reason for that, that the test is detecting such tiny amounts, infinitesimal amounts of substance, that such amounts would not harm a flea or be contagious from person to person. So that admission, you know, which of course nobody sits up and takes notice of and starts blaring it out on the nightly news, is that 90% of all the numbers in the U.S. as far as COVID cases are concerned, mm-hmm. You can just lop that off, and you would be left with 10%,
And then
which
even
wouldn't
those,
even be a noticeable flu season.
Right, and what do we do if we discuss the 10%? Let's get into that. This New York Times article, which we have linked up in the show notes as well as John's article about it, it's like Christmas in September now. The gift it just gave us just to go, see, it's not us. We're not making this stuff up. Not that, you know, y'all knew we were legit on this, but they said, okay, we don't even know what the labs are running in terms of numbers of cycles because they're not revealing that when they send out these results. And they pointed out in the New York Times article, well, if it took 40 or more cycles, 37, whatever the number is, just to your point, what have they detected? I mean, now if I say that they run 30 cycles, which they say that should be the legitimate number, that's already amplified over a billion times from what to a billion times or more. And so we would argue here on this show, John, probably you agree with me, that even that 30th number, 30th cycle is not evidence necessarily of an infectious agent causing problems or that it's communicable, even if it's identified something that's there.
Exactly. So their solution in the Times article is, guess what? More testing. You know, that's their bottom line. And they sort of quote various experts who, oh, yeah, well, we just have to do more and better testing. So the real answer is stop everything, stop the presses, stop testing, stop wearing the mask, stop distancing, stop the lockdowns, forget about the whole thing, because that's the evidence. And we could even take this further and analyze the PCR test as being worthless on at least three other grounds other than this, but that's enough. And there it is in the New York Times. So what happens when people read that article, those who can, they say, well, this seems incredibly shocking and like a revelation from the sky, but they're not treating it that way in the article, so I must be wrong, which is exactly the wrong reaction to have. You're right, they're wrong. They're trying to deceive you even after they admit this bombshell.
But that's also the point of people who rely upon mainstream news for their reality or reality check, is that unless they interpret it and say, well, this means it's all bunk, it's still good, because they didn't say that. Even if they've laid all of the evidence out to show that it's bunk, the whole test and everything else that transcends or descends from it, this is where, again, the people that don't have critical thinking skills intact, don't use logic, they go, well, even if they have the thought, it's dismissed by themselves because they've been programmed to dismiss it unless it says so in the New York Times. Now you can say, John Rappaport, Robert Scott Bell, they're right, dismiss the test, let's go back to work.
Exactly. There's so many people out there, unless the New York Times were to say, alert to readers, it's over, forget about it, it's a hoax. Unless they were to say that directly, people would just move right along and pretend they don't know what they now know. So that was the first bombshell this past week. But there was another one from the CDC, and that one was also gargantuan. That had to do with COVID deaths, those numbers, right? And the CDC, don't know why, but they put some people to work who came up with the conclusion that only 6% of all COVID deaths in the U.S. could be said to have been caused by the virus alone. In all other cases, 94%, their people had prior medical conditions that could account for mortality, meaning death. They don't go so far as to say that last little bit, but I've covered this extensively in articles to show that you don't need a virus to explain any of this, because they're talking about the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about people that have already been sick from various traditional causes for years, decades, treated with toxic medical drugs for decades. Then they're terrified that they'll be diagnosed with COVID-19 from all that they've heard. And then they are diagnosed. And then they're doubly terrified. And then they're isolated and cut off from friends and family. And they die. And that's it. No requirement of a virus whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially the CDC is admitting that only 6% of the death toll from COVID in the U.S. has any legitimacy whatsoever.
Now, John, I got to bring this up because, you know, there's some naysayers, doubters, whatever, those who would challenge our conclusion here, is to say, we're saying, well, there's no possibility that it could have anything to do with anything. I don't know how to relate this exactly, but the point that we're making and continue to make is that those who claim the virus caused the death or even contributed to it, the onus is on them to show the evidence that they are backing up what they're claiming, and not us to go every time we turn around, they're saying, John and Robert, you're right again. So is it possible there's a virus? Sure, it's possible. Is it possible it contributed to something, even death? Maybe, sure. But you can't make the leap that you're making. Is in like this chasm so wide, nobody can leap it because you don't have scientific validation for the claims you're making. And they call us out for going, oh, well, you don't believe that this virus is doing what it is, or maybe it hasn't even been truly isolated in that sense, or as we talk about, or maybe if you give them that, if we dispute and doubt it, then you go to the test that, well, the tests don't validate that either by PCR. So on and on and on, they keep moving the goalpost and then saying we're the ones that are making crazy statements.
Really? Exactly. As you say, the burden of proof is on them, and they keep backing up and backing up and backing up. Now, if you put these two developments together, what we just discussed, the New York Times article, the CDC revelation about deaths, it's over. By their standards, we've said it's over from the beginning, but any sane person would say, well, putting these two things together, it's over. Done. Finished. No need for distancing, masks, lockdowns, anything. No need for a vaccine. No need for antiviral drugs. Forget the whole thing. Gone. Finished. And that's the conclusion. And if we have a burden of any kind, it's to accept what our minds are realizing and not back away from it, not pretend that we don't know something or there must be missing information that we're not privy to, or the government is always right, or the scientists are the experts, or any of that baloney. That's all obfuscation. That's what people use to escape responsibility for knowing what they know and acting on it.
Yeah, ironically, it's like trying to rationalize something you deep down know to be true to why it's not true. Because what? Appeal to authority, any number of things that you would look externally and go, well, you know, I feel this way, but I can't be right because, once again, New York Times didn't say I was right. Yeah. So you're like split. This is almost cognitive dissonance at that point that you have to achieve in order to keep going with the strange claims. Look, we're up on our first break. More great discussion with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the links at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we got John Rappaport once again as we kick off the broadcast week here, Labor Day weekend. RobertScottBell.com, NoMoreFakeNews.com, and boy, we have a lot of cool stuff coming up, including events in person with no masks that are happening. Some are protests, some are different seminars, and if you come to RobertScottBell.com, you'll see a few of them upcoming, including a Freedom Tour that I'll be participating in Colorado later this month. And just check it out. John is with us. We're talking about not only the New York Times article dismantling the PCR tests, that they don't make the final statement to go just throw it out so you don't, but also the CDC recognition that maybe 6% of all the so-called COVID cases or deaths were actually only COVID, according to death certificates or other things, and we would dispute even that. But, hey, let's give them the opportunity to prove it. They aren't. They're simply appealing to higher levels of cognitive dissonance to keep away from what we have been discussing week after week after week here.
Yeah, the plan is to override all the objections, as usual. So you have different layers of official statements. And sure, it's confusing until you sort out the strategy. And that is, they, meaning, say, the coronavirus task force at the White House, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, et cetera, World Health Organization, because of their contacts in the press, they know that they can keep on riding the horse forward and warning people and spreading fear and saying that people, you know, it's going to be worse coming up this year and maybe more lockdowns, severe lockdowns, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody has to wear masks. And the governors and the presidents and prime ministers and so on will go along with this despite what other scientists are revealing, even some of their own scientists. So they just keep on whipping the horse forward, no matter what. And the people who pay attention to that horse and can't take their eyes off of it will also go along with everything that they're saying, as ridiculous as it is.
Well, if we're to, again, wake up one day, look in the mirror and go, you know what, I'm smart enough, I'm good enough, and gosh darn it, people like me, then we can finally see through this mess. Instead of like, wait, does the New York Times agree with me? Does it validate what I'm feeling? No, it doesn't. Oh, even all that? No, it doesn't. Oh, well, maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I'm not smart enough. You know, it's like the programming continues that you can't figure this out. Until we tell you what it is, you don't know what it is. No matter what you feel and think you feel, much less logic, don't use logic, all in all it goes. And it's, again, a mass brainwashing, programming, all of that stuff that, you know, a big part of what you've done over so many decades now is to help deprogram people from the cult of, well, name the cult, whether it be modern medicine, medical monopoly, whether it be pharmaceutical pseudoscience, or what you've coined the church of biological mysticism. I also say pharmaceutical mysticism. Again, there's a mass deprogramming that has to occur to get out of the cult worship that's involved in keeping a lid on what people already sense and probably do know to be true.
Indeed, they do. Indeed, a lot of people know. Now, there are protests burgeoning around the world, and there are pieces of economies that are going back to work, and it is a patchwork quilt. But, as you'll see when we get to the latest story that is now breaking, they're going to try to lock down, serious lockdown again, as we've been warning.
Mm-hmm.
Once you allow them to take charge of the situation, they can whipsaw you in 50 different ways. Well, we're going to start to reopen now, and you're going to try to open your business, put more money into, oh, no, we're going to lock down again. Destroy more people's lives, more businesses, wreck more economies. Oh, no, we're going to reopen now. No, we're not. You know, they just go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it's utter madness and insanity.
Mm-hmm.
And the media are not leading with and featuring the wreckage, the economic wreckage and the consequences.
Which would mean even if there are validated deaths to this thing, that we are insane for going for with more lockdowns because we're actually going to create a scenario where there are much more carnage, death, etc., and mayhem. Look, we've got to take a break. We'll be back with more of John Rappaport and the predictions. You won't believe what they're predicting about COVID-19 in the fall and winter. We got them after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An especially violent night last night in Portland, Oregon, as rioters lobbed firebombs at police, who say that at least one of the firebombs ended up injuring one of the protesters. Several people detained, but the number of arrests is unclear. It was the 100th consecutive night of civil unrest in parts of that city. Last week, the Atlantic magazine published a report claiming President Trump made disparaging remarks about veterans killed in combat. Several other media outlets say they've confirm the story, the White House has denied the president made the remarks. Former Defense Chief Chuck Hagel, a combat veteran himself, weighs in on the report this morning.
If they're real, it's beneath the dignity of any commander-in-chief. Truly, they're despicable.
In the UK, a series of stabbings last night in Birmingham City leaves at least one man dead, several others injured, no word on possible arrests. And this is USA Radio News. The huge lake fire near Lake Hughes, California, has now been 95% contained. It's been burning since the 12th of August, and it's scorched 32,000 acres. Kentucky Derby number 146 is in the books.
Authentic! Here's the law! Here's the buyer! Authentic has won the Kentucky Derby!
Larry Kalmus with the call on NBC. Authentic, the first wire-to-wire Derby winner since 2002, when War Emblem did it. Authentic's win means no Triple Crown winner this year. The Preakness Stakes will be run late this month. There were no fans in the stands at Churchill Downs, but over 1,000 people demonstrated outside the track, some demanding the Louisville police officers involved in the shooting death of a black woman, Breonna Taylor, be arrested, while others were there to support police. Last evening, the mayor said there were only some minor altercations between members of the two groups, and no arrests were made. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
So we've dismantled the test week after week. We've dismantled the claims that there is one unique novel new virus causing death and mayhem everywhere. And even, as we said, the CDC acknowledged maybe only 6%, and even that is in dispute. The tests themselves are not what they've claimed they are. They admit it in the New York Times. John Rappaport from No More Fake News here continues as we cover the telegraphing of what they want to happen. Not that will happen, what they want to happen. More lockdowns, more shutdowns. There's going to be more corona death. Second wave's coming, John. We just got the predictions. Oh, my gosh. They're going, I wonder what program did this.
Yeah, huh? This is CNBC. The U.S. will top more than 410,000 COVID-19 deaths by the end of the year as the country heads into the fall and winter, according to a new forecast from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluations at the University of Washington. All right. This is a computer model. Those of you who have been listening to Robert and I discuss these models in the past know that the famous computer modeler from Imperial College of London, Neil Ferguson, he was a key figure in this whole scenario because he predicted 500,000 deaths in the UK and 2 million in the US. And this back in March prompted both countries and then more countries to do lockdowns. He is a failed computer modeler. This has been established. His track record has been exposed. It's not even close. And yet, somehow, some way, Boris Johnson in the UK, Trump in America, were convinced, probably within an hour, with no research whatsoever, no investigation or validation, to go along with this insane prediction. And now we have another one, which we just read to you. So this is what they're prepping people to expect, as we discussed in the last segment. More lockdowns are coming.
Right. John, I have to interrupt for a second because I was thinking of what we opened with today. The CDC, let's talk about that. The 6% number. I remember one of the Sherlock Holmes was the 7% solution. This is the 6% disaster because they're clearly, this model, as we talked about the model out of England that was so epic failure, they're not taking into consideration the 6% from the CDC here because they're listing the 186,800 numbers. So they're taking 100% of the claimed deaths and they're extrapolating out. So right then and there, they have failed as a modeler, if you will, whatever computer program, garbage in, garbage out the data.
Exactly. That's, you know, number one on the list of key factors. That if they were to take into account only 6% of the current COVID death number, which is what the CDC says, then their computer prediction for what's coming would not, you know, stir a hair on anybody's head, mm-hmm. and it would be completely ignored. Instead, there is a distinct possibility that once again, these political leaders are going to go along with this and say, well, in that case, we're going to have to institute lockdowns. But it even gets more insane than this. And I just got this, so I can't believe this, but it seems to be what they're saying. Let's see. They're talking about restrictions and the statement to science is clear, et cetera, et cetera. Mask wearing, social distancing, and limits to social gatherings are vital to helping prevent transmission of the virus. Okay. One of the experts here named Murray added that widespread mask use likely won't be enough to drive down the spread of the virus in the fall and winter. He said the question from a policy perspective is what kind of social distancing restrictions will be most effective, and there's not enough public data to answer that question, he said. I see, so they don't know what they're talking about. Latest forecast is based on the assumption that cooler weather in the northern hemisphere will have people spending more time indoors where the coronavirus more easily spreads, keeping the death toll high. Wait a minute. Can you put this all together? 'Cause I just did. So he's saying, got to have a lot of restrictions, which of course would include lockdowns, right, for the winter when he says the forecast is the death total is going to shoot up. But he's also saying that indoors is a really bad place to be because the virus percolates and circulates and et cetera. So what is he recommending? My conclusion is outdoor lockdowns.
So
in the winter,
lockdowns to lockouts. We're going to lock you out of your home so you stay outside to be safe from the virus
winter.
That they haven't isolated, they have no test for, and How absurd is this going to get? Did we learn anything from the modeling originally that set the stage for all of this?
No, it seems, based on that last statement in particular, and here's the thing, you see, I played this conversation, a theoretical conversation in my mind many times, and I've talked it through on shows, and I've even written a little bit of it. You know, the White House in the room with Fauci, Trump, and a few advisors, when the word comes down that this idiot from the Imperial College of London has just said 2 million deaths in the U.S., and now they begin to talk about this for the next 10 minutes, after which Trump decides we've got an emergency declaration, lock down the country. So I have no confidence that any official, public official, politician, leader is going to see the insanity in what we just read to you. Hmm. They're talking about lockouts outdoors in the winter, if you trace the consequences of what they're saying. And you would expect an alert president or governor to say, wait a minute, these people are crazy. Can't you see what they're saying here? They're saying in the Northern Hemisphere, we have to lock people out of their own homes in the winter.
Right.
So why should we believe anything else that they're predicting?
Well,
but I'm not confident that they're going to say that.
Here's another question, John. While we have been in summertime, the warmer months in the Northern Hemisphere, have they not had something called winter in the Southern Hemisphere? Where was the massive death from those sheltering indoors like normally people spend a little more time indoors in the winter in South America, in Australia, in New Zealand, on around the world in the Southern Hemisphere where it was winter? That would be an easy thing. Oh, look, they all died. They stayed indoors. Everybody's dead. Yeah, I mean, this is just so absurd that this even gets printed in a serious manner. Well, CNBC,
exactly.
Of course, we understand why, but it doesn't tell. We can talk to a fourth grader and they'll go, that's stupid.
And that's another thing. Time and time again over the years, I can't even count how many times anymore, you'll see an article in the mainstream press and you'll say, the reporter took that statement down and didn't ask any more questions. He didn't point out the obvious contradiction in what the expert was saying, the insanity in what the expert was saying. He didn't follow this up and say, wait a minute, you just implied that people should be shooed out of the house and put out in the cold for the entire winter. That's what you're saying, right? They don't do that. They just take it down, and they just lay it out. It's titanic stupidity and worse. So there you have it. That's the latest computer prediction on what's going to happen. And Robert pointed out the main thing here, which is they're not taking the latest CDC finding into account. They're working off of the fake death figure current to make a prediction on future deaths instead of just taking the 6%, in which case they'd be out of business because their prediction would be inconsequential and nobody would pay any attention to it.
Well, and it's not to say that with comorbidities, theoretical or actual virus that they would claim is partially causative, but again, the onus is on them to validate the claim. You can't just say, these are the symptoms we saw, so the virus must do this, this, and this. And that's basically what they've done to this point without actual evidence. It just says, well, we got to have some explanation for why and how this happened. Everybody's pointed to the virus, so the virus must be doing this. Do you understand how that's not logic? That's a leap. You could say speculation. Some might say hypothesis if you want to give them some scientific cred, but they're never validating their hypothesis with a sound scientific method to observe and duplicate observations or replicate the findings. And that's
a problem.
And
then you get a situation where, say, some guy tested positive for COVID-19 6 months ago. Then he was in a motorcycle accident and he died 3 weeks ago. And then they write death by COVID-19 on his chart.
Correct.
And on his death certificate.
And that has happened, folks. Now, this
many,
means,
many times.
This, and this leads to your article, final article I want to talk to you about. We're almost up on a break, but then we'll come back to it. We've still got about a minute or so. How many people have what we call psychological COVID? Differentiate that.
Indeed. That would be simple symptoms, no big deal, but the psychology of the current situation and the propaganda induce the person into believing that he has COVID and that he might die.
So let's get into that in a moment. I just want to say, if you enjoy the discussions we have here that I enjoy so much with John, and maybe you catch more of the Robert Scott Bell Show during the week, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, that you would just sign up for email alerts and stay plugged in no matter what, because shadow banning is real, deplatforming is real, censorship is real through social media. If you haven't already signed up for email alerts with John Rappaport at nomorefakenews.com, please do so. And don't assume everybody knows about us, right? You can't imagine how many people have never heard of the Robert Scott Bell Show. How many people have yet to hear of John Rappaport? Y'all know us. Please share it, because those people need this as much as we do, getting together and talking about these things. And you guys take what you learn here and talk amongst yourselves. And we'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1-3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, you can see upcoming events, including the Your Health Freedom Symposium / protest. We got to call it a protest so we don't get shut down. That's the way it is, folks. And that's happening September 18th and 19th in Pleasant Grove, Utah. Links are up at yourhealthfreedom.org through robertscottbell.com. Also, a big event with Dr. Cordy Lee Williams, my good buddy, hashtag Megaphone Marine. I'll be joining him September 26th. Noon to 3 p.m. at a private ranch in Larkspur, Colorado, south of Denver, north of Colorado Springs. And we've got a great group of folks coming together to speak for liberty and talk through this nonsense. And like I said, I enjoy doing it each and every week here with John Rappaport on the Robert Scott Bell Show, talking psychological COVID to wrap it up today.
Yeah. So this is a phenomenon. I mean, it's not new. It happens to lots of people all the time. But in an atmosphere of intense propaganda, wall-to-wall, 24/7, about the virus, death, COVID, then you look at the clinical profile of this supposed disease, and you see the symptom, chills, fever, it sounds like the flu. Sounds like could be anything respiratory. Could be, person has anything from what we call a cold, flu, maybe a case of pneumonia, whatever. Okay. So now you have a person, they're sitting around at home, either working from home or not working at all, and they have a slight cough, and they're watching the news. And they sneeze a couple times, and then the thought enters their head, I wonder if this is the beginning. I wonder. And it goes on from there. And what really begins to happen now, later in the day, they feel a little chill. Was that me? Or did I just have the door open and the breeze blew in through the screen? And one thing leads to another. Person takes his temperature, 99.6, whatever, calls his sister on the phone. What's my normal when I take my temperature? She says, 98, you're a little lower than usual. He says, well, I got 99.6 now. She said, what else? You're coughing a little bit. Call the doctor. You can play out the rest.
Mm-hmm.
On and on and on. The guy talks himself into believing that he has COVID. And then he takes a test because the doctor says, well, you do have a few symptoms. You should get tested. All right.
And then they run 40 cycles of PCR and bingo, bango, bongo. Look, you got COVID.
There you go. And is he going to be sent home to isolate for 14 days? And then what? Kick everybody else out of the house? Are they going to say you should go to the hospital? where then things can get really serious with toxic antiviral drugs. Put them on a ventilator, would they dare do that? Well, Medicare, for example, will pay out a lot more to the hospital if they do that. Ventilators cause many, many deaths, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Psychological COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Very real. Because we know you can call this by all kinds of fancy names, but I think everybody has had the experience, either themselves or with family and friends, of somebody talking themselves into thinking that they have a condition, a disease, a thing. It's real.
Well, and I've talked to many moms over the past months with their kids, like, oh my gosh, got a cough, could it be COVID? So what you're saying is not made up. It should be in the DSM. Not that we're big fans of the DSM and all the categorizations of non-diseases into diseases. But this emotional fear leading into symptoms, again, psychosomatic, emotions impacting body, body, mind, spirit. It's not like it hasn't even been studied and peer-reviewed if you're into that. We know that it's a fact. And then you got in this article, which is so much fun. It's so important and so to the point. You got, you know, bring George Carlin back into the mix of, you know, where did we get this insane, irrational fear of germs and what does it lead to, right? And we bring up these salient points, cogent points, points that, you know, deal in logic and critical thinking skills, and they're dismissed because, once again, the New York Times hasn't validated your thoughts, your feelings, the things that you know intuitively are right, correct, and true. And what we do here with John Rappaport is help you to see that and deprogram from the cult of you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, and gosh darn it, people don't like you. Well, they do. We do. And John, we love you, my friend, and I thank you so much for joining me today again for another great episode.
Thank you, Robert. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, stick with us. A little more healing to go after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.